became the very image of a savage chieftain. Mogaba examined the cloak and pronounced it a wise buy. He told me it would shed darts and arrows better than armor of steel. Some of the Nar bought croc hides to toughen their shields. Goblin got a wild hare and bought him a couple of preserved croc heads. One was so big it looked like it had been lopped off a dragon. While I was seated on top, contemplating the nighttime river, wondering about crows, he was up forward, mounting his monster purchased as a figurehead. I suppose he had some drama up his sleeve. He came to me with the smaller head.
"I want to fit you out to wear this."
"You what?"
"I want to fit you out to wear this, so when the pirates come you can strut around up here in your feather coat, breathing fire like some mythological beast."
"That's a great gimmick. I really like it. In fact, I love it. Why don't we see if we can't get some dope like Big Bucket to try it?" "But you don't think I'm going to stand up there and let people snipe at me, do you?"
"You'll have plenty of protection from me and One Eye."
"Yeah? Then my prayers are answered at last. For years I've wanted nothing more than protection from you and One Eye. Preserve me, O sainted fathers of the company," I've cried 1,000 times. "Yea, 10,000 times have I called." Sputtering, he cut me off and changed the subject. He squeaked,
"Those people your girlfriend brought aboard."
"Next fool who calls Lady my girlfriend gets to throw a saddle on a croc and see if they can be broken. You get my drift?"
"Yeah. You got your feelings hurt on account of reality is catching up with you."
I kept my mouth shut, but just barely.
"Bad news those two are, Croaker,"
he whispered in the no-breath whisper we use when we are creeping past enemy sentries.
"There's big mojo brewing down in their cabin."
He was trying to make himself useful. He had been overshadowed since the appearance of Frogface, so I did not tell him I was on to that already and had me a thought or two about what could be done. A fish jumped up and skipped across the water to get away from some predator. For his effort, he got his reward. Some night bird snagged him on the bounce. I grunted. Should I let Goblin know how much I knew and suspected? Or should I just go on looking dumb while setting the moment up? Building a mystique had become important now that the company was on the grow. It should work for a while. The old hands should not suspect me of taking as cynical and pragmatic an approach to command as I planned. I listened to Goblin's outpouring of fact, suspicion, and speculation. Little that he said was new. What was new only more thoroughly framed the picture I had. I told him, "I think it's time you came up with the masterpiece of your life, Goblin. Something plain, direct, and powerful that you can cut loose in a second." He turned on the famous Goblin grin.
"I'm way ahead of you, Croaker. I've got a couple of things in the works that are going to amaze people when I use them."
"Good." I had a feeling One Eye was in for a shock somewhere down the line. The journey to the third cataract takes a minimum 2 weeks because the current does not exceed a slow walk. Adding pirate trouble could make the trip last forever. By the end of our fourth day, the barge was as defensible as possible. Timber shields protected the main deck. Their lower ends projected over the water to make boarding from boats difficult. None of the embrasures in that shielding